From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Afghanistan today, the U.S. military said that it will reclaim territory that was recently taken by the Taliban. Over the last few days, thousands of Taliban fighters took over towns in the south of Afghanistan, and thousands of people have fled from the fighting. Hundreds of Afghans have been killed because of the fighting in recent months, and with the increasing violence, there is growing disillusionment with the progress in Afghanistan, both inside and outside the country. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports that the sentiment among Afghans is especially strong.
It's the first thing you hear when you talk to people. Promised, or at least expected, development hasn't happened. Now their disappointment is turning to anger. A resurging Taliban in the south and east, an incredibly high rate of unemployment, and endemic corruption. General Jalaluddin Halal is a parliamentarian from Baghlan province in the north. He says all of these factors are feeding on each other.
We won't have any achievements if it keeps going like this. The crisis in Afghanistan will keep getting worse and worse, and as time passes, the people will lose their trust towards the government more and more.
Halal says there was a tremendous opportunity after the Taliban fell, an opportunity that may have been squandered.
I can say 3 years ago, people trusted the government and people supported the government. But nowadays, if you go out on the street and ask people, you will find quite a few that say the government has not done a good job.
We cannot trust. Whenever we're leaving somewhere, we are not sure whether we come safely back or not. We are scared.
Mohammed Salami runs an import-export company in Kabul. He reflects a growing sense of insecurity in the capital. Last month, riots left many stores looted and more than a dozen dead. And recently, a two-day bombing campaign across the capital left people fearful the government can't protect them. Salami adds one other common complaint, corruption. Every time he brings goods into the country, he says, customs officials force him to pay bribes. And that corruption exists not only at low levels, but at higher levels as well. There is the case of two deputy ministers in the Ministry of Hajj and Islamic Instruction. They were convicted for skimming money and taking bribes. Their ministry oversees the yearly pilgrimage to Mecca. They went to jail, but were released after only serving a fraction of their sentence. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is also being blamed for bringing in ministers who are out of touch with normal Afghans at best, and are former warlords or have ties to current drug lords at worst. Just one example is Marshal Qasim Fahim. A powerful former Mujahideen leader and defense minister, he's been accused of past abuses by human rights groups, but he does deny the charges. Karzai recently appointed him as a presidential advisor. He has also appointed another former warlord, Zalmay Rasool, as national security advisor. Karzai had dropped him from his government, but brought him back in as the violence increased in the country. And there are others that many Afghans complain about. They say Karzai has surrounded himself with people with questionable pasts and questionable competence. Joanna Nathan is a senior analyst with the International Crisis Group in Kabul.
There's definitely a growing sense of disillusionment among the Afghan people at the pace of change, not just at Karzai, at the international community. They're not seeing change in their everyday life, and they do talk again about the unemployment and the corruption.
Saad Mohseni is the director of Tolo TV, the most popular TV station in Kabul. Its hard-hitting news reports have frequently exposed corruption and incompetence in the government.
I think like most things, some are deserved probably and some are not. I think Karzai is in a very difficult position. He has been leading a country that's, I don't know what you would, there's nothing else to compare Afghanistan to. In 2001, Afghanistan wasn't just the most backward place on the planet, but it was like a different planet.
The problem is, says Mohseni, that Karzai has not been forceful enough when dealing with entrenched powers in Afghanistan.
He needs to come up with a proper vision for Afghanistan. Where will Afghanistan be in 10 years' time? Culturally, socially, economically, politically, militarily. There are a number of phases, and I think we're stuck in phase one, which is vision.
Karzai seems squeezed between competing demands from the international community, from tribal leaders, from former Mujahideen, and from the religious establishment, not to mention the escalating insurgency. Critics have condemned some of his policy decisions. Most recently, he appointed some police chiefs with questionable records, including the police chief of Kabul. Karzai has also endorsed a move to arm some local tribesmen in particularly violent areas. Defenders of the policy call them community police. Critics fear they are militias. All of this has generated a very negative spin for a man who was once seen as a brilliant success. Again, Joanna Nathan.
Sort of reactions you hear internationally seem to rebound, incredibly quickly from the start. It was he is the only option to now, he's sort of weak and start looking around. That's crazy talk.
Despite his critics, internally and externally, Karzai is seen as the only option for Afghanistan. He is a democratically elected president and has more than 3 years left in his term. And ordinary Americans often express admiration for Karzai himself, and instead blame the advisors around him. Nasrullah Asadi is a tailor. He has a small shop on a busy street in Kabul.
I like Karzai. He's a good man. He loves his people. But we have an expression that says you cannot make a garden with just one flower. We don't have others like him who are dedicated.
Some in Karzai's government acknowledge that there are problems and that Afghans are deeply disappointed with the lack of progress. The minister of the economy is Dr. Amin Farhan. Three cages of canaries sit on the window ledge of his spacious office. He says there have been mistakes, but claims critics ignore the dramatic changes that have taken place in Afghanistan.
Starting from scratch is a difficult job. Getting out of a barbaric regime like the Taliban regime and coming to an era of democracy does take time. No other country would have been able to have achievements in as short a time as we have. And if the present generation does not notice that, future generations will be able to judge.
And he adds, there is no one else. And despite a raging insurgency in the south, a bumper crop of opium, corruption at every level of government, and a lack of infrastructure, everyone agrees Karzai is the nation's only hope. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.